And Sir Earl, aka Underdogs on Top, coming to you again with another podcast. Like I said, we'll keep doing them in my old office until they get my new office done, which will probably be about another week. Today is Sunday. It's about 6:30 p.m. So trying to get this in. And like I said, it's work never stops, always 24/7. Work never stops. The only reason I hadn't been keep doing podcasts was that my computer was down. Now that the computer is up, it's I'll do the podcast until they have my office and my new computer and everything else done. Then I'll switch everything over to my other office. We're still trying to decide what's the best day for us to host and podcast, and make time for that. So everybody will know, so it'll be a little bit more regular. So this is episode number 227, which, like I said, I can remember back when I was doing the first podcast. And it sucked to sound horrible. So if you listen to it, I am sorry. We're better now. So the podcast that I want to cover today, okay, is actually titled The Aftermath. So yeah, The Aftermath, that's the name of it. And the thing is about the aftermath, why I called it The Aftermath, is that I'm not sure how many people are aware of not this February, but the February before, I suffered a major stroke, which I found out later it was like my third one. And so this is about trying to rebuild your life mentally and physically in the aftermath of having a stroke. It's like my stroke, it all the everything went right. We made it to the hospital at the right time. We got the shot at the right time. So everything went correct. So it wasn't too much damage. Because I did not realize the damage that a stroke could cause, in terms of limbs and I mean, just devastation among the body. I didn't go through all of that, but what I am going through now is the aftermath of that stroke, which it starts to hamper your joints, and I'm physically starting to try to rehab myself because chronic back pains, control of your bodily feel thing gigs, you know what I mean? You have very little control over it. So there's a lot of things in learning what that how much devastation that it actually does to your body physically. So I'm working on that, and it's not so horrible. If I didn't tell you I had it, you wouldn't know. It's just that I feel I can work and rehab and get a lot better at what I'm doing. So that's what I'm doing. I'm the aftermath. I'm handling the complications of getting beyond a stroke. It's difficult at times. At other times, probably because I've worked out my whole life, it was the reason that when I was affected with it, I didn't have to go through therapy because the body was strong, the body was healthy because I always ate healthy, I always worked out. So it wasn't what people think it is. The complications of taking drugs, which was not it. Carrying a ton of weight. I mean, at my height of 5'7", I should be in the 175 range. I've been as high as 260. Even now, I walk around at a weight of 250 because my body is just used to that. So it didn't ravish my body like I've seen it do to other people, because I just was in better and healthier shape. So a lot of people will say, well, if you were healthy, why did you get it? You know, how did you get a stroke? And the thing is, you cannot prevent it, but you can, if you're healthy, have the tools to, one, get back to normal better, and two, kind of limit some of the damage. The problem be a lot of people don't have that. They're already in a fucked up situation. So when they have it, it just ravishes their body even more. So I was fortunate in that way. The way I could have prevented it, okay, and this is what now I'm not on a stay healthy agenda, but I will say, for men who hate to go to the hospital, get your checkups, because the reason for my stroke was that I had thick blood. My blood formulated very thick, and it cut off the oxygen from my blood, which resulted in the stroke. If I would have been going for checkups, hopefully they could have caught that. And the thing that helped the most, which is what I find true, not a lot of people don't like, is that I had to wear a CPAP machine. And those things are very uncomfortable, very claustrophobic, and a pain in the ass. But I wear one every day. Every time I sleep, I have a CPAP mask on. If I would have went for a checkup and they recognized that my blood was thick and I needed a CPAP, and the thing was, I knew I needed one. I didn't know it was because of that, but I knew my air flow was restricted, and I just knew that the complication, because I have been told many times, the complications of needing a CPAP, I really needed that. And if I think if I would have went and got diagnosed and had it, maybe that could have prevented the stroke. I don't know, but I've since then known a lot of people that have been prescribed CPAP machines, and they don't wear them. And I said that could kill you, you know. So, you know, for my family's sake, I try to do everything that the doctor tells me to do to prevent it ever happening again. Because next time, I mean, they may not be so lucky. I mean, they did a CAT scan and they told me this is your third stroke. The next one, you may not be so lucky. So, although I still hate doctors, I try to take my medicine. I try to use my CPAP. I try to do all the things that could keep me in a position where I'm alive to see my son get married. I'm alive. It's more, that is more important than just being hard-headed, okay? So I do try to do the best that I can. Things are better, but if it's one thing that I could advise to men, especially because we have it very, very bad, a woman could stub her toe, she were going to the doctor. Men, we could have an arm missing, and we are not going to go, we ought to be all right, give me a little alcohol, we'll be okay. Start taking care of better care of your health. Catch things early on, and maybe you could, because some people are not so lucky. Some never make it out of the stroke, and some make it out with leaving with complications, with an arm not working, a leg not working, things like that. And it's just, it could be prevented. So that's the advice that I try to give is just take your health very serious. If not for you, then for your family. And because right now, I'm in a great position. I thank God that I made it through without complications. But the thing about that, when I said everything went well, she ain't noticed it. I had told her, don't worry about it. I'm about to go to sleep. We'll go tomorrow. She said, no, we're about to go now because I am afraid. And these were her exact words. I'm afraid if you lay down and go to sleep, you're going to die. I'm looking at you and something's not right. And I am terribly afraid that if you lay down and go to sleep, you will never wake up again. And she was true. The doctor told her so. So we rushed to South Suburban Hospital, and there's a certain shot that you have to get to kind of freeze the effects of a stroke virus. And, you know, you got to do it within 4 hours. I was fortunate enough. We live about 10, 15 minutes from South Suburban Hospital. She rushed me to the emergency. They saw it happening. They gave me a shot. They wheeled me into the emergency room. And next thing I know, I was in bed, okay? And I stayed in the hospital 5 days. They had to withdraw all of the thick blood, refill it with good blood, good normal blood. And that was what saved me. And it so happens that my doctor that treated me for that wound up becoming one of my clients. When I was in there, me and him were talking, and he was talking about how he wanted to get in shape and build more muscle and what my job does. So he actually came and joined, which surprised me. We hear that I want to work out a lot, but very rarely do they actually follow through on it. So he's been with me for about 6 months now. He's looking great, doing great, learning a lot from my standpoint, building a lot of muscle. And I try to pick his brain every chance I get about, okay, what about this pill? What about that? Well, because I have to take about 6 to 8 pills every night to help my cholesterol, help my blood pressure, my blood sugar. I don't have a blood pressure problem. But all these things developed as a part of getting through the stroke. So I didn't just have a stroke, make it out, be okay. No, I have to take the right medication every day. I have to have a blood sugar kit. I have to keep my blood sugar under control. My diet got even better. I used to eat a lot of sweets. I can't do that because I can't have high blood sugar. So there is things that, although you make it out, your life changes. And, you know, you have to do accordingly. Like I say, it sucks sometimes, but it is what it is. You either follow it or you die. Those are two choices. And with that, I just have a newfound respect. I want to live for my family. I want to live for my son. So what I'm doing to try to stay healthy is bigger than me. They don't deserve that. Chie or my son or my kids or whatever, they don't deserve that when I can prevent it. Now, we have no control over when a number is called, but I'm trying to hold that number off of being called for as long as possible. It's not going to be because I didn't take care of myself. I didn't follow what the doctor said. I didn't use my CPAP. It's not going to be that. Never is it going to be that, because I realize I have to. Not just for me, but for them. So that's my podcast for today. Okay. And what I wanted to really emphasize is, guys, get your checkups, stay healthy. Maybe they can catch things before they get out of hand that could kill you. And take care of yourself. Be there for your family. Be there for your kids. And just stay healthy, man. You trust me on that one. I know from firsthand. So this is my talk that I wanted to have. Like I said, it's called The Aftermath because it's what happens after. I had a very, very good situation that it could have really killed me or took me out or took some body parts that I, a leg, an arm, a foot, or something. It didn't. It hit me long enough to know, quit playing and get serious about your life. So until next time, like I said, we'll be trying to get to a point where we do this on a consistent basis. And we announce it on a consistent basis so you can just not happen to look at it and see it. You'll know exactly which day and which time we're going to be available. And we're going to make this podcast the greatest thing that we can make it, okay? So until next time, then my podcast is It's My World 1, okay? This is your boy, Sir Earl, the Royal Badness of Fitness, checking out, a.k.a. Underdogs on Top, which is our new clothing line. All right, so until next time, this is your man, Sir Earl. Check it out. Peace out.